WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. Still broadcasting in high definition, mono AM 1570 sound. Make sure you're setting a place on the dial as we move into our 25th year of celebrating. The August 3rd, 1998, we opened WNST. We'll be celebrating all year long with great sponsors and great friends. And we're trying to figure some things out for some re-engagement and some fun moving after Super Bowl time. But in the meantime, we're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. This week, we are in Catonsville at State Fair. Come on out. We're having breakfast. It's a bunch of friends of mine. It's been a little, you know, Super Bowl time and a little Raven hangover. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I'll be giving away some holiday cash drop scratch-offs. We're this close to getting the Wishbone 50th Anniversary Maryland Lottery scratch-offs. That will be for next week. And we got shows set up at Drug City. We're setting up a show at Fadley's as well. So good stuff happening. Also brought to you by our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. Make sure you're checking them out. You buy two, you get two free, and you get a better deal than me, which is 0% financing. I paid up front because that's the way I roll. But if you can't roll that way, they'll take good care of you. 866-90-NATION. All right. We call these wise conversations. It's been a long time, probably like Crab Cake Tour last summer. I probably had, you know, flip-flops on and shorts and was gallivanting around like, I don't know, Latrobe, Pennsylvania the last time that Dennis Curtin and I got together. So I've got all of this Thanksgiving. I put on the weight, then I put on more weight at Christmas time. And I had both sides of this, of the holiday treats. And then there's the Christina saying, hey, man, we got to get into the veggies, into the new year. So I always love having Dennis on because it always turns into a travelogue and fun. And I know he's a sports guy, too. So with the big game coming up, we had to talk some tailgating and another wise conversation. The director of all things public relations and old schooler, we welcome Dennis Curtin back onto the program to enlighten us and have a little bit of fun. What's going on, man? How are you? How was your holiday? Did you use your 400 reward points to get your ham the way I did? Because I was saving up.
I did. And I brought it home and we had a nice ham dinner the day after Christmas because we planned Christmas like clockwork in my family.
Well, see, it's gotten different for us, right? My wife got cancer in 14 and 15. Mm-hmm. So she now spends more time with her family and goes up to New Hampshire for like most of December. They go to baking classes. They go to the King Arthur baking thing and she comes home with croissants and pie, all of this stuff that I don't need December 26th, 7th, 8th. Sounds good on, you know, week before Christmas, start eating the Greek cookies and I get into the pastry. I'm picking up all sorts of, you guys tempt me in your pastry, but I'm an ice cream guy at heart, you know? So like, I just wanted to have some post-holiday props to show you how much ice cream that I ate. So this is limited edition cinnamon, goes great with apple, goes great with cinnamon, goes great with pumpkin pie, mincemeat pie, pecan pie. I know all of these things. And those little pies you guys sell for a buck in the front, they got me this year. So, and that ice cream went on to the top of that. But I got to tell you, I'm so proud of myself, Dennis, and I wanted to get Jamie on, and she's ducking me again into the new year, but I'll get her on at some point. I thought I was going to have her on for Elvis's birthday, but I really learned how to use my app really well last year. Okay. The gals and wives were schooling me. I was up in Sunbury doing the ice cream tour, and they made me like learn my password and my rewards, and I know how to do it. I know how many points I've spent, and I had like $4,900 spent last year at Wise, and I was 80 points short because I had used my points at Thanksgiving and like whatever. And I went on a little spree so I could get my ham. And here, this is true. And I went in on like the 23rd of December. And, you know, you would think there's a ham shortage. There's hams. They're big. They're fine. You have it whatever I want. I picked up the wrong blue tin foil and they're like, no, you got to get the red. Okay. Yeah. So I picked it up. And I went, I was all proud of myself. I ding, ding, my little reward point. I felt so young, you know, ding. And so I check out, I get home, and I got this giant ham. And my wife's donor, the man who has saved her life twice on the bone marrow registry.
Okay.
From Germany, was bringing his family here. His wife, we're coming in.
Okay.
From Dortmund and Dusseldorf, Germany. So they were here for the entire holiday season, and they were coming in. So they were eating our American ham dinner with my kielbasa and sauerkraut that – Wise Markets, all the Northeast Baltimore Wise. We talk about regional and the way you guys do your business, but you have Ostrowski's from Bank Street, same as I've always had it for 54 years of my life. And we had this beautiful dinner, and the ham gets left over in my house, Dennis. And my wife loves soups. So she made a vat of split pea soup that I have refused to share with my son and his wife because it's too good to share with them. I'm not even.
Oh yeah.
I can't. And then we bean soup. My mom made butter bean soup with potatoes, tomatoes, and fresh ham. And I got 6 bags of bean soup and 3 bags of split pea soup still in my freezer. The holidays and the Wise reward points, I just want you to know, they keep giving and they will continue to give throughout the spring.
Life is good.
Life is very, very good. What's going on with Wise Markets? I mean, I know we've got a lot happening with football, and we're not in the big game, but the Eagles, you know, we'll see. We'll find out here soon. But you guys do so many things around tailgating season, football season, holiday. But the biggest eating holiday of all, every dollar spent when I go out to the last 28 Super Bowls that I've attended now, right, is all about snack foods, right? Ding-dings, wing-dings,
Pre-prepared.
All of that. Tell me what's going
chilies.
On. What's cool?
It's funny. Thanksgiving and the Super Bowl have this big contest as to who the biggest food day is. For my money, I think it's Thanksgiving, but you know, Super Bowl, you can make a good argument for them. With Super Bowl, it's a lot of crockpot kind of meals, pre-prepared chilies, bean soup, all those things that you can bring with you, sort of a potluck event, or you know, you're hosting a party and you've prepared everything that week and you can actually watch the game instead of work your own party. And then, I mean, for people like me who don't cook, we have a platter program, deli, seafood, fruit and veggies, that's built for every budget. So, yeah, I mean,
it a charcuterie and a crudite or crudite. I don't even know how to say it, but it's accessible is what we're saying,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, we have charcuterie, but the big ones are like hoagie trays, you know, like sandwich trays, fruit and veggie trays, shrimp trays. And we do all of those. They can be ordered online. They could be ordered in store. We have pre-packed platters as well. And the point is, today's supermarket, we're in the business of offering value and choices. And that's what you get when you're getting ready for the big game.
Well, Dennis Curtin is here. He is from Wise Markets. He is all things PR and public. I'm going to do a little PR for you right now with Wise because I was in the other day. I mean, we shop pretty much exclusively Wise, right? I mean,
sure.
You know, you see my points. We're not the people that shop every 10 days, right? Like our Wise, I'm not kidding you. We have five, and Nick's going to be mad at me because his Honey Go, and he's mad at me because I don't come into his location on Honey.
Okay.
And I'm like, it's just a little, it's like the sixth furthest one away. And I bet it's not 6 miles away. I mean, I have several choices, different sizes, Old Mars, all of that. But we went into, I'll call it our Wise this week. And on the way in, my wife, and we were just picking up a few things. Let's get some coconut water. We needed milk. We needed fruit. I'm a big strawberry, blueberry, raspberry, banana guy almost every day of my life. Fresh cereal, all of that, right? So I begin my day healthy, and that's, you know, that's just important to me. But we walking in, and she says to me, I'm in the mood for rice pudding. And I'm like, all right, I think they can handle that. It's called Mr. Ron's. It says on the label in the deli. We went over to deli, and we're not big deli people. I don't get a lot of – I mean, I do see all of the deli things, but we're not big deli people. But we went over to the deli, and I know right where the rice pudding is. And there's macaroni and potato salad, all of that's there, coleslaw, all that. And my wife's like, they don't have any. I'm like, oh. Hold on. The nice people back here slicing the meat. These people here, they want to make us happy. And he yelled back and said, hey, how are you? Any rice pudding today? She says, how much you need? And I said, all right. So next thing you know, we have some rice pudding here. But you talk about the delis and all of that. That's game day, right? I mean, literally.
It is.
And around here, it's going to be shrimp with, you know, some local Chesapeake Bay seasoning, you know, and seafood. And it's certainly anything crab oriented and dip and crab dips. Mm-hmm. Those are all going to be a big part of what we're doing around here, especially as we sit with our nose pressed up to the glass waiting for our turn. You know, it's our 10th anniversary. This year, the last Super Bowl. So 10-year, we're getting a 10-year itch around here, Dan, in Baltimore. So we're tired of eating other people's dip on Super Bowl Sunday, you know?
Yeah, no, I get that. It was a tough season for the Ravens.
You going to rub it in?
Sorry. My bad.
Yeah, I know. So you've been anywhere good lately? You and I usually get off of a topic here, and we'll talk rounding up, and we'll talk more app and all that stuff. But you said some interesting things to me about getting out, and this is the interesting thing for me planning the Crab Cake Tour, right? So it's my 25th anniversary. This is my third year of planning Crab Cake Tours, and it's the first one without sort of the gray clouds of the pandemic, in that I'm planning this, I'm keeping my fingers crossed, I'm hoping. I mean, last year alone, and I know you're a big music guy, and I guess that's why I'm sort of suckering you into this conversation, but last year I went to concerts because it was all saved up, right? And I'm about to go on the road with Springsteen next week. Everybody that knows me knows that I'm going to be seeing Bruce in the most affordable ways possible, including up in State College on, I believe it's March 16th. I'll be up
That ought
coming
to
up
be a
into
great
Pennsylvania.
show because that's not a big venue.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's going to play Lion's Den. It's going to be unbelievable. So I love concerts. But last year, I really, at the end of the year, you take stock while I'm eating the leftover ham and all the leftover goodies and panettone and cinnamon ice cream and all the eggnog ice cream, all the stuff I had. I thought about the year and I thought, I went to Oakland, California for a long weekend to see Pearl Jam. Three members of their band, COVID. It was just a free-for-all. They had a 15-year-old kid playing drums from, Loma Point because they didn't have a drummer, right?
It
So
sounds like the
then,
Who.
yeah, I went to New York last year to see John Mayer, and I was so geeked up for the Sob Rock tour. And he comes out with an acoustic guitar. He's like, "My whole band's got COVID. I'm making it up as I go, and we're gonna, So there, I saw Styx and JY, God bless him, friend of mine from Styx. His wife passed away this year. He had all sorts of in and out of the band. Some nights he was in the band, some nights he. So I am, and Bruce is bringing a bunch of folks somewhere between your and mine age and some, and
Right.
out on the road to do 80 dates. And I am just celebrating that I'm alive, that he's
Yeah.
alive, that we're alive, that we can praise Clarence Clemons and Danny Federici and, my friend Nils Lofgren's alive.
That's right.
Like, I am so excited about music. And you suckered me into this because you saw some great shows last year and you were bragging about it before we started
I
talking.
did. I did. I don't think I was bragging, but I was fortunate. My sister got me into Wilco 20 some years ago, and they did a anniversary series of anniversary concerts, and I saw them in New York City, Upper East Side, I believe, and they did a straight run through of Yankee Foxtrot Hotel, and then they did a bunch of other songs, to finish out the show. And it was a fabulous show. They're a great band. They make their living on the road. They do albums as well. And they're always quirky. They're always fun. They have great fans. But for me, the highlight of the year was I like Midnight Oil. I've always liked them. I've been following them around for 30 plus years, seeing their concerts. I've seen them in big venues in North America and smaller venues in North America. And they never failed to deliver a great show. And they ended their touring career this year, and I saw their last three shows in North America, and it was fabulous. And it just reminds you how much fun live music is, and just the fact that you're going somewhere. You and I were talking off screen about getting on a plane and going places. And for the last 3 years, I've been going to cities throughout the Mid-Atlantic, Washington, New York, Baltimore, Philadelphia, and I've been having a great time. But I'm going to expand this year, maybe the American South. So.
Well, I know you and I had talked several times on my crab cake tours because there are wise locations in Western Maryland and on the
Right.
Eastern Shore and in Southern Maryland. And I passed by in August looking for gold watermelon and coconut water and the things that I eat and just finding gems. I mean, it's been a
Yes.
gift to me for my sponsors like yourself. I mean, obviously the Maryland Lottery and Window Nation, as well as Goodwill, who put me on the road to doing these amazing things where I now have. I've no longer can say Rocky Gap and Deep Creek Lake and Antietam are things that I've seen on a map or seen on 70, right? Driving to Pittsburgh. My wife and I did the most incredible thing this summer. We went up to Latrobe and spent the day with Coach Tomlin in the rain. But on the
Sure.
way home, we stopped, outside of Somerset at the 9/11 site
Yeah,
just.
it's a beautiful. It honors the victims. It makes you remember how fortunate we are. And yeah, it's
I'm
really
embarrassed.
impressive.
I, for 15 years, have been driving past there, right? Past, a lot of your locations on that road where the the purple turns to black and gold. I think you know what I'm talking about, right around Hagerstown, you know, as you move north. But I've driven by it so many times, and it's not that I didn't want to get off or think to get off. I'm usually on the way to a Steelers game, to be really honest with you. Every year we're up and back, and I had never thought of a Raven road trip. Would the bus want to stop and putting that in, like, we're going to build an hour and a half to jump off through. And it's not an hour and a half. I mean, you can spend an hour, you can spend 3 days there, I think, but it is very close to the road. And I think I would just say to anyone, of all the things I saw last year, and it was the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, even though I bled into Pennsylvania, I even bled into West Virginia, Delaware too on the tour, but don't tell anybody. I said to Dan Rogers, we were out fly fishing out in the lower northern eastern Potomac. It's a place called Luke, Maryland, near Williamsport, Maryland. Okay. We were out in the water and we're fly fishing. And I said to Dan, and Dan's a legendary Baltimore Sun columnist who just did this beautiful, you know what I'm going to do for you? When he does his one man show, I'm going to bring you down to Baltimore and we're going to sit over at the Museum of Art and see Dan do his one man history of Baltimore the last 75 years. It's unbelievable. But Dan and I are fishing. We didn't catch anything. And I said to him, we better not catch any of those West Virginia fish. I don't want any of those West Virginia fish here. I got to get some Maryland fish, but I did have a good time. Dennis Curtin is here. He is in Pennsylvania, up in the Sunbury, where our friends from Wise Markets do all of the most important things. Has it been since the last time we got together that I did the tour? Have you? You haven't done the show since I went in and put the little hat on and had fun, right?
Yeah, it's been a while. I can't recall.
When's the last time you went into your own dairy facility, put the little hat on like Laverne and Shirley, and walked around and watched how they make these delicious concoctions? Because it really, you could see from my smile, I had a really good time.
I think it was
you. We had a little lunch, and then I left you. You never got to see how happy it made me, but I had a really good time.
Oh, yeah. It's the fall. There was a time when we made ice cream sandwiches there. We don't do that anymore. And they'd come off the line and a freshly made ice cream sandwiches, you know, just it's grace.
Well, the day I was there was malt and salt of the earth, and it was coming out soft. So it was almost like I don't want to promote, you know, the DQ people, but I'll give them a little love. It was like a blizzard. You know what I mean? It was like, it was perfect, you know?
And then it goes into like a 29 below zero room. And then that's how it gets its consistency.
I'm snobby about ice cream at this point, and it's sort of like, and it's weird because I love vanilla bean because it just goes with other pastry things. My wife, I already admitted, my wife likes making pies and different things like that.
Sure.
Vanilla bean sort of complements. We got a molten chocolate thing going on, so I said we got to wait till we get vanilla bean in order to have that. We won't make that until we have, you know, the appropriate thing. But the Wise Market tradition of making ice cream is fascinating. But more than that, I got into the little room where all the computers are running everything.
Oh, yeah.
I got my hat on. I'm talking to the scientist computer dairy nerds about all of the flavors. Yeah. They have all the boxes from 1978 in there, like the empty boxes of all these flavors that have funny names and things like that. And I got to ask the real people, how do I get a flavor online? How do I get my mystery pineapple macadamia nut Hawaiian flavor with maraschino cherry stuff? How do I get a flavor? And then my wife and I were in Wise. This was the other day when she got the rice. I didn't get any ice cream this time, but I went into the ice cream aisle because I always do. You got some sort of bubble gum thing. I mean, they come up with things there. They really do.
They do. And they're always testing and it you know, staying in shape and, you know, testing ice cream, sometimes it's a struggle, but those guys are hardworking and they're in pretty good shape, all things considered, that they're testing ice cream nonstop. But they get pitched flavors. It's almost people, you know, manufacturers, processors come in and say, hey, here are some of the flavor suppliers, not processors. Here are some of the new flavors. And sometimes years ago it was Rocky Road was the big thing. I mean, it's a really wild, creative part of the business where you get to try flavors. And you know, we're not the only ones. Others, you know, premium guys do it as well. But you know, we make 60 flavors, so we're always rotating in and out. We had an orange cream this year for the first time I can remember, and it was fabulous. It is fabulous. It's still around.
Try that. Nobody gave me a tip on that.
Well, consider yourself tipped.
All right. Well, so it's coming back then, maybe.
I think it's still out there.
Okay. Oh, Oh,
I
okay.
believe it is.
It's a little bit like a push-up, is what you're telling me. Old school. Perfect. Not
Yeah,
like
and you can't call it something else because everything's patented. But an orange cream ice cream. That's good. Life's good.
you can't use the sickle word or cream in any of those things. Dennis
No
Kern is
comment.
here. He is the director of all things public relations, choosing his words wisely, as he must in these wise conversations that we have here. You can follow all that they do at Wise Markets, and by all means. And if I've learned anything during our partnership here, going on 3 years now, Dennis, it's use your reward points, get your little ding ding, make sure you're using your app. It will save you dough on gas. It will save you dough on egg. Oh, I didn't even give you a chance to promote the eggs. This is an exceptional opportunity for you to talk about the egg exceptional offer on the reward. Do I have enough reward? I need 100 points, right?
Yeah, 100 points. Here's the thing.
I'm up to 295, Dan. 295
Then
here.
you're golden. Here's the thing. We all know that the price of eggs has surged to record highs. It's a tricky time in terms of inflationary environment. We are certainly not the cause. I mean, there's the avian flu epidemic that's wiped out up to 10% of laying flocks in the United States. There's grain, fuel, and energy cost increases for our processors. The result is it's a perfect storm for inflation and egg prices are at a record high. But if you go to Wise Markets and you use your card and you're a consistent shopper, we can help you out. We have something that's in your sweet spot if you need eggs, want eggs, use eggs
My
with
wife
100
bakes,
points.
right? So when she bakes without eggs, it's flop, right? So
Yeah,
she, I mean,
who bakes without eggs?
you
I
gotta
mean,
have eggs, right? Exactly.
and again, like in the holidays, like Thanksgiving and Christmas, hey, eggs are in high demand, which pushes the price upward. So it's like just all these factors that are beyond anybody's control. But if you get 100 points, that's basically $100 worth of spending. You can buy 18 Wise quality large grade A eggs for $1.49. And that's a deal to beat the band. I mean, it's a great price. It's sort of the rewards. We call it the rewards program. We don't call it rewards for nothing, for shopping at Wise Markets, for being a consistent customer. We want to offer quality, and we do. We offer convenience as well. We also understand that offering strong everyday values and giving customer choices in how they save money, and this is a good example. You can save on gas. You can accumulate points for a free ham, or you can get a great deal on a dozen and a half Wise quality large eggs.
All right, this is where I'd say the time has come to say fair is fair, right? You know?
Yeah,
All right, there it is.
okay.
Dennis Kern is here. I interviewed him back in the late 80s because I know I have all these little micro cassettes that we used back in the day. They literally, when I was the music critic at the Evening Sun from
Sure.
1986 to 1992, and by the way, shameless free plug, I am in the movie, the Hammer Jacks movie that is debuting on the 4th. I will be there with my dear friend John Allen from Child's Play. So I was the music critic at Hammer Jacks in that era at the Evening
Okay.
Sun. So I interviewed lots and I interviewed David Bowie. I interviewed John Bon Jovi. You can find Dan Fogelberg, lots of deceased rock stars, Clarence Clemons. You can find all that out at BaltimorePositive.com as a free plug. But I would also say when my wife was ill, I went through these tapes. And the tapes are still on little micro cassettes that I had at Radio Shack, where because I had an expense account in 1988, my boss says, "Why don't you buy the tape recorder that has the recording on the one tape, and then you can tape the interview. You can just hit play," which may be a little dangerous and a legal thing if you go back to, Ken Starr, like all that. But I recorded these conversations and had them forever, and they were literally in a tuxedo cummerbund box from hiking, literally, and they sat in there because they sat. So there were 80 tapes in there with 300 interviews, and now over 80 Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. People keep going into the Hall of Fame that I interviewed back then, like Pat Benatar, and so I'm pulling them all out. And I'm going to pull out the Midnight Oil one now that I know you. I
Okay.
haven't done that one yet, but I haven't done Paul Stanley from Kiss, or I haven't done Dusty Hill from ZZ Top. I mean, I had a lot of interviews that didn't make the first 50 that I did, but I'm going to get it
So
out.
somebody has to explain to me why Wilco and Midnight Oil are not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but
Because it's a fix. Styx isn't in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I mean, Kiss just got in. Rush barely got in. They just put Pat Benatar in,
And again, it's a big, vast, segment of music, and it's easy for people to get But
Dennis,
still.
my last name is Aparicio, and I've spent the last 31 years on the air arguing about the Baseball Hall of Fame, right? I came this close to being on the being one of the people that vote for the Football Hall of Fame. I'm in that
Ooh.
small room of people, and I tell you, it's a tough assignment. All my friends, that, and I'll have them all on the next couple of weeks, who have been voting, like, I can't tell you how much pressure there is to vote. I think the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, though, I want them to get it right. I want them to get all the right bands in. So, Dennis, next time we get together, I'm going to pull all of my my Pacifica belt buckles from the 1970s off the wall, and we'll have
Okay.
a little bit of fun. Now that I know you're a rock and roll guy, we got to go to a show. So I appreciate you coming on and sharing your wisdom, as well as rewards and the exceptional offer of using your reward points right now. It's always good to visit with you.
Nestor, great to be with you. Happy New Year, too.
And we're both going to be going on a South travelogue before the next time we talk.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to chatting with you about that. All right.
Okay.
There he goes. Dennis Turton. He is all things public relations for our friends in Wise Markets up in Sunbury, Pennsylvania. And he is dangerously close, now that I have toured the facility, dangerously close to the dairy facility and the ice cream line. I don't know how they separate church and dairy where they are there, that everybody's not down there eating off the
twice
line.
A year. That's my limit.
Get out to Wise. You can get those delicious flavors, including these seasonal flavors. I don't have the cinnamon anymore, but I did snake some eggnog there. I did see one more last gallon of that one hanging out over there. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive in those Wise conversations. Stay with us.